This is Ozarks at Large. In August, North Arkansas College in Harrison announced it had sealed off a section of its downtown central campus facility after mold was detected in an office tower. Mold spores can cause human health problems when they're present in large numbers and exposure is high. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with the state's top mold expert at the Arkansas Department of Health about risks and containment.
The North Arkansas College Center campus building, contaminated with mold, was constructed in the 1970s as a bank. The college purchased the building in 2005 for $1.2 million. This summer, inspectors discovered windows in a tower section of the building had chronic leaks, causing mold to form. The center campus building also features the Duran Center, a 22,000-square-foot public event space, which is not contaminated. In a statement, the college says cleanup costs could be as high as $7 million. The Arkansas Department of Health operates a mold program to identify and quantify exposure, conduct risk assessments and risk communication, provide surveillance for adverse health effects, as well as health-based guidance on contaminant exposure. The mold program is led by Shirley Louie, Center Director for Public Health Practice and Deputy State Epidemiologist.
Any building that human beings live in, there's going to be mold somewhere.
The health department does not collect data on the incidence of structural mold contamination in Arkansas, but Louis says mold, a simple microscopic organism, naturally occurs in both indoor and outdoor environments where it works to decompose matter. Mold, which comes in different colors, white, green, gray, brown, and black, release spores if not contained. Louis says alarm tracing back to the early 2000s about the spread of toxic black mold persists.
It's a misnomer to think that there is any one thing as toxic black mold. That has been disproved, I would say probably in the early, maybe 2002, 2004, CDC retracted that particular study that they published that actually coined that phrase, toxic black mold.
Mold can appear as cottony discolored patches or speckled growth on walls, ceilings, and even furniture. Certain molds emit an earthy, musty odor.
It can be in carpet, on wooden floors. It will be anywhere where there's any moisture that lingers for a sustained period of time.
Mold can multiply quickly after major flooding or slowly under leaky roofs and in damp, dark places. Mold can also grow in refrigerator, ice maker, water supply lines, which should routinely be inspected and cleaned. Chronic exposure to mold can trigger respiratory problems, sinus congestion, eye irritation, even skin rash.
The reactions that most human beings will get is really an allergic reaction. Molds are basically allergens. We as human beings may be allergic to a myriad of different things. You may be allergic to certain molds that I am not, and the reverse might be true. So for an otherwise healthy person, molds are basically allergens. Now, for people who may have pre-existing medical conditions, such as respiratory problems or little tiny babies with underdeveloped lungs, then they are more susceptible to exposures to anything that irritates their lungs, whether it's mold or the pollen that grows in the spring or cat dander or any of those other allergens that human beings might be exposed to.
The Arkansas Department of Health warns exposure to mold should be avoided and sources eliminated. To that end, in 2009, the Arkansas General Assembly created Act 1467 to license and establish qualifications for mold investigators and set standards. In 2011, the legislature created a Mold Investigation Advisory Board, establishing guidelines for mold abatement contractors. These are not regulations, but rather voluntary professional standards. The Arkansas Department of Health, however, advises the public to not waste money paying for expensive tests. Instead, Louis says, first search out the cause of the mold.
Once you get rid of that, once you figure out how to fix that, then the second step would be, where is the mold? Okay, and you go look for it, and almost always it's going to be where the moisture was. or where the moisture eventually migrated to. And so you assess those areas and you figure out, okay, is the material that has mold in it, is it salvageable? Or is it so deteriorated that it no longer functions for the purpose for which it was intended? And then at that point, you throw it away. You tear it out and you throw it away and you put new stuff there. So for instance, if the carpet is so deteriorated because of years of moisture and mold, then you tear the carpet out and you put new carpet in. But you don't put new carpet in until you have assured yourself that the moisture problem is fixed. And then once you tear the old stuff out or clean up the mold, which you can do, and then put new materials in, if the moisture problem does not come back, there is no biological reason in the world why the mold would come back.
Damp ductwork inside a building can harbor mold, and duct cleaning firms may charge to apply a biocide, which Louis says is a temporary fix. Mold-infested ductwork may need to be physically removed. Viable HVAC systems typically feature dehumidifying elements to prevent systemic mold. Dehumidifiers can be useful in damp basements. Certain air filters in common rooms can work to remove mold spores. But again, Louis warns, it's best to determine and eliminate sources of mold. The Arkansas Department of Health has a mold hazard fact sheet and guidance for mold cleanup on its public health safety webpage at healthyarkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And to learn the facts about mold in our environment, you can visit this story link at ozarksatlarge.com.